Rafael Suarez is a senior at Omaha Bryan High School. He's studying welding and automotive repair at the OPS Career Center. Last month, he stopped by to talk with me about his involvement in both programs. Talk to me about your interest in welding.
I'm more into like trades type of stuff, so it's something interesting. It's something that's interesting me as a career choice.
Now, I've talked to some other folks in welding, and there's a couple of different types, right?
Yes, ma'am. There's TIG, MIG, and then STIC, and then there's also OE.
Do you have a particular one that you're more interested in?
As of right now, I'm taking STIC, so it's what I'm leaning towards as of right now.
Talk to me about what that is, because a lot of people may or may not know what that is.
You take an electrode, which is basically a piece of metal, and you hook it up to a clamp, and there's electricity running through it. So once you make contact with another metal, it starts welding, which is bringing both pieces of metal together by creating heat that melts them together.
So where would you use this type of welding? Like, what kind of projects would you do that would use this?
Stick welding is used in mostly pipe welding, but there's also, like, it's used in construction and other fields.
How did you get into welding in the first place?
There was always an interest. I always thought it looked pretty cool when you see, like, pictures of it or something. And then I was offered the opportunity to come down here at the Career Center and take it as a course.
How long have you been taking the welding classes here?
This is my first semester taking the welding classes.
Have you faced any challenges in the welding class? Anything that maybe surprised you?
It's pretty difficult getting the rhythm down at first, but once you master it, it's a bit simpler.
Are you working on any long-term project in that class?
As of right now, it's mostly finishing basic welds, like lap welds or joint welds. Different ways that the metals are combined so that you can weld them together. So it could be lapped, or they're over each other, or there's just different types of welds.
Ultimately, you want to go into welding. Do you have eyes on a particular company or an apprenticeship or anything like that?
I'm still looking towards colleges, but yeah, there's a few out there I've been looking at.
What's the coolest or the most interesting thing that you've learned so far?
It's probably just watching like the metal melt down and form something with your own hands. That's probably like the coolest thing I've been interested about welding. It's just you get to build something with your hands and you see the results afterwards.
Now, you're also in automotive, so what interested you in going into that? Because these days, there's a lot less hands-on with cars as opposed to using a computer to fix a car.
I've always been into cars, and I've always had the sense that I want to work on my own car and I want to learn. And that's also been something I've looked into as a career. So it's just a great opportunity to be here and also be able to learn about that.
So in that particular class, what kind of things do you do?
In the automotive class I'm right now, it's brakes and I think suspension. And it's mostly hands-on. We change brakes and we work with suspension components.
How long have you been doing that? Is this your first year in that as well?
Yeah, this year is my first year in suspension. And last year I took steering and I think it was also suspension or alignment. That was a bit more computer-based. I came here just knowing how to do an oil change, and now I can go home and be able to do my own brakes and stuff like that, which is pretty neat.
Is there anything in particular, maybe let's start with welding, that you think people might not realize?
I think just people underestimate it, and they think it's going to be simple at first, but once you get down to it, there's a few things you have to master at first before it becomes a simple task or anything like that.
And I'll ask you the same thing about the automotive classes. Anything maybe that people don't understand?
It may seem like common sense, but working on a car can be very difficult since there's a lot of components to it and stuff.
Any good advice that you've received in your life that you could pass on to other people?
Just do what you like. Go out for what you want to do as a career. Do something you'll enjoy.
You can listen to this interview again online at kios.org. With the OPS Student Spotlight, I'm Cheryl Lee.